Wow, what a week it's been. There's so many things going on that I almost didn't know how to make sense of all of it. Just seems like every time you turn around, there's something new happening on the news. Fortunately, we have tonight's program, which is going to give you a couple steps on figuring out the quagmire that we find ourselves in. Good evening, everybody. I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics, broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming. Before we get rolling on tonight's show, I have just a couple of program notes. Given everything that's been happening in the news, all with social media and the censoring of conservatives, I thought it would be a good idea for us to set up an alternate way that you and I can communicate with one another. So I've set up an email subscription form on the website. All you have to do is go to cowboystatepolitics.com, scroll to the bottom of the page, put your name and your email in there, and send it to me. That way we've got an email list in the event that something happens with the show. I'm not saying that that's going to happen, but I always believe in being prepared for the worst. Now, I'm not going to inundate you with emails. You'll probably only hear from me to say that you've subscribed, and it's not going to cost you anything. So go to the website, sign up for the email list, and that way we'll be able to communicate. Secondly, a quick thank you. By the time this episode is posted, Cowboy State Politics will have surpassed 700 downloads. That's a big number in just a little over a month, and it's all because of you. Thank you very much. I promise that I'm going to continue putting out the same irreverent and timely information for you that you've come to expect from Cowboy State Politics. And with that, on with the show. We really do have a mess on our hands. It's not just the election, and it's not just what happened in D.C. last Wednesday, but it seems like our rights and our freedoms are being attacked from just about every angle, from freedom of speech to guns to our economic rights. Wyoming is facing a huge budget shortfall, and with Sleepy Joe's plans on the environment, that's only going to get worse. So all of these things have a tendency to just spin you around in circles, and it's super hard to find something steady to grab a hold of to keep ourselves from spinning out of control. Just so happens, I've found the guy we need to talk to. Well, besides me, of course. Sorry, I couldn't resist that one. But his name's Mark Russell, and we had a great conversation about concrete steps we can all take to keep ourselves from spinning out of control in the midst of everything that's going on right now. We had a great discussion, and I hope you enjoy it. So here's my interview with Mark Russell. I'm joined tonight by Mark Russell. Mark is the founder of Rise Nation USA and the owner of Winning Edge Strategies. For a while, he had his own radio show on the Patriot radio station outside of San Antonio, Texas. But the coolest part of Mark's bio? He's from Buffalo, Wyoming. Mark, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, David. Thank you for having me on your podcast.
You're very welcome. I'm excited for our conversation. Why don't we start by just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'll get into that really quick here, but I just want to say I listened to your podcast, and I think you do a really professional job. It's fun to listen to, and I can tell you put a lot of effort into it. So thank you for having me on. A little bit about me. I, like you said in my introduction, I'm the founder of Rise Nation USA, and that is something that's been something on my heart for quite a long time. I actually started it in January of 2019. Back in 2010, I mentioned this during my speech at the rally, but one of the things that I want to, back in 2010, when I was driving down the interstate, I had this kind of this pull, there's this voice, or what do you want to call it, and I had this vision of me being in politics. And at that time, I was really excited about being in sales and marketing. I started my coaching business, life coaching at that time. And I was really excited about that. So I was really, as I drove, I started questioning that. And as time went on, I just had all these promptings and just these, I don't know, signs, as you call them, as I was, these images and visions of me being in politics. I didn't know what that looked like, but then I started volunteering for different local elections. And this is started in Fort Collins, Colorado. And I started helping out with different elections, different initiatives there. And I got really, it really helped me out working with the leaders there. And so that's how I got started. And I started reading books. I started reading history, and I started reading just kind of what was going on in the country. And I started getting really fascinated with that. And I just kept volunteering. And then I was asked by the former mayor of Fort Collins, Colorado, Ray Martinez, if I could do his media down there. And that was a great learning experience. That was my first kind of managing the media. And so I've done a lot of different things as far as like political stuff and managing that. But it's one of those things where if you would have told me 12 years ago, I would have a platform called Rise Nation USA. I would be managing campaigns and really involved and love speaking and talking about politics. I would have told you you're absolutely crazy. So, but I'm really excited. It's one of those things where it's not an easy topic to talk about. Obviously, when you meet somebody, you don't bring up politics, religion, some of these other things. But I think it's just how you bring it up with people. You have to be really open and strategic about how you talk about it and just being willing to listen. There's a principle I live by, which is something I've read out of Seven Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. And that is to be understood. You seek first to understand before trying to be understood. And that principle works really well in a lot of different areas of life, but especially trying to understand where people are coming from to meet their reality and kind of their, how they pull together their world as far as where they come, their background when it comes to politics. And that's really served me well in the last 3 or 4 years in doing what I've done.
Well, you certainly do a good job of it. I mean, there was probably around 100 people at your rally downtown. And for those listeners that didn't hear about it or weren't there, could you tell us a little bit about the rally you had last week and maybe the topics that you covered?
Absolutely. The rally I did last Wednesday or Thursday, I'm sorry, it's been a long day. So it was one of those things where talking with some of my friends that we decided, you know, it's good that there's rallies going on all over the country. We should do something here in Buffalo. And it was just kind of nonchalantly brought up. And then finally, I just decided to take the initiative and go for it. And I put together a Facebook event and started inviting people. And I was really shocked with the attendance, that how many people turned up, because I was only thinking maybe 40 people, thinking small town, there's not going to be a whole lot of people there. One of my friends counted the attendance, and I think it was closer to 125 people. And I thought that was really good, considering it was a weekday, people were at work, and people went out of their way to make it there. And the night before, I realized, oh my gosh, I think I need to have a speech written or something to tell people. And so I was scrambling. I have a journal. I have quite a few journals. And I grabbed my political journal and I just grabbed a bunch of points out there. And I just started writing some stuff down. And so I came up with the 12 things. I just kind of went through them really, really fast. And I will elaborate those on later, but it was something that I think they're all really good points. And so do you want me to go kind of just touch on a few of them, or?
Sure. You can. I'd like to get into them a little bit more in depth further on in the program, but go ahead and talk about a few of them.
Yeah. I guess the first one is the parable brought up in Matthew 13. Talks about good people had a good field growing good seed, and then the enemy came in, and they came in because they came in while the good men slept. And so the thing is, it really comes down to when good people do nothing, it really creeps up on us. And I think what's happened, and especially there's this giant machine on the left, and unfortunately they have the seven mountains of influence, which are religion, family, education, government, media, arts, and business. And when they're making huge drives to take apart our freedom of speech, religion, doing things to really hit home in the family and tear our families apart with the information that they're disseminating out there through all different platforms. And they have taken hold of our institutions, our education system, especially government and media and the movies and Hollywood especially. And it's just a matter of time before all that adds up. And it's so big, a lot of people have a hard time wrapping their head around it. But these 12 steps, I mean, the first one, it's really important that we have to realize that the issue that we're facing today in our political and in our country right now is a deep spiritual issue. And we have to realize that we need to go to the author, the true authority of our lives. And that is Jesus Christ himself. He's the one that we need to be going to, and nothing can be done until changes have been made in the heavenly. So the first step, and one of these, this is really important that we realize, is we have to be praying regularly for our leaders on a local, state, and federal level, and each branch of government. And this is something that is really important. And we have to start in the morning and just pray for that. And then I guess the second point is we have to be willing to teach our children our Christian history, our heritage, and tradition of our nation. The farewell address by Ronald Reagan, he said that what our country needs is informed patriotism, one that is grounded in thoughtfulness and knowledge and begins at the family dinner table. Unfortunately, many families are working so hard to put food on the table that our fabric and our family structure has really depleted. And we have to really focus on getting back to the basics, having that dinner table meal and really praying and coming together and focusing on our family. Everything starts in the home. And that's really, that's the one of the biggest attacks that we've had on the left, is that our families have been just destroyed through, you know, whatever. We're just trying to put food on the table and all these seven mountains of influence. And that's a big one. And then the other one is encouraging good people to step up in office. There's a lot of really good people out there that are capable of running for office. And that's one of the things that I am passionate about with Rise Nation USA, is helping equip good candidates to run for office. It is hard to be in the spotlight. When I work with people, elected officials, I do consulting on the side as well. It is not that easy to put yourself out there. And we have to realize that. We have to have some grace with people running for office. It's not the easiest thing to do. I think once all the moral principles are there, we have to realize that we can stand behind this person once they understand the Constitution and knowing what a patriot is. That is the biggest thing. We have to understand what is the meaning of patriotism, you know, and understanding that it comes down to really having a firm grasp of what the Declaration of Independence is, our Constitution.
So you are absolutely right. I absolutely agree with you that the enemy kind of came in while we were all asleep, and it is probably no more complicated than people have to go to work and they have to make money, and now it takes two incomes to run a household, and there's so many influences on young people that, I mean, it's nearly impossible for parents to keep up with them. And I think that kind of happened naturally, but I think that the other evil thing that kind of crept in while we were all snoozing was ignorance. You know, so many people don't have an understanding, like you said, of what a patriot is. Most people know what the first line of the Declaration of Independence is, and they think that that's the most important one, but it's not. It's actually the last line. With firm reliance, see, I could barely remember it. With firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. And, you know, I was at church yesterday, and the minister said that the battle that we're in is so huge that it's really going to take everybody getting involved. And when you mention that there's so many good people that would make incredible public officials, yet one, they don't know where to start, and two, they really are kind of scared, because, you know, I've done public speaking all my life, and I still get a little nervous every time I step up to the podium. So you know, I absolutely know what it's like for the average person. Well, Mark, if you don't mind, I've got just a couple of general questions, and then what I'd really like to leave listeners with today, in, you know, by the time we're done, is a firm strategy. Here's what you can do. Here's what we need to do. And more importantly, here's what we need to do right now. So the first question I've got for you is, if you watch the news or if you have a radio, you're going to notice that there's been a lot of silencing of conservatives, mostly on social media, Twitter, Facebook. We've all seen the little warning that appears on everybody's posts, fact checked, or this one's violent, or whatever the case may be. But I think that people feel like they are kind of screaming into the darkness, that there's so many filters on what they want to say that their message isn't just getting out. So in your opinion, what can people do when they get that feeling of that there's nobody listening, that there's so many filters that their message can't get out?
I guess the first step is to realize that, one, you're not alone. Two, we are the majority. That is the biggest thing that I want to just to remind people, and we have to remind people, especially on your show, that us patriots, we are the majority. And it's easy to feel that way because there's so many things that can make us feel like it's really, really heavy. And especially right now, you know, with the social medias, the media, all these different megaphones of our society right now, they are not working for us. And so we have to know that, you know, those feelings are legit, but the biggest thing is we need to reach out our local, you know, Republican office, whatever that is, and get connected. I guess that's the biggest thing, is get connected with like-minded people and just let them know, hey, what do we got to do? What can we do? And that's really the reason why I started Rise Nation USA. Everything comes down to communication and organization. There's a lot of silos out there, great people. I just want to be a tour guide and just be a connector of all these great things going on with the Patriot Movement.
For those of you who don't know, the GOP state secretary lives in Buffalo. And the nice thing about living in Wyoming is it's really easy to get a hold of an elected official. Most everybody knows their mayor, their city councilmen, or city council people, but it's also really easy to get a hold of a state legislator. I talked to one yesterday, and this actually kind of leads to my next question here. Reach out to those people. Give them a call. Call them at home. Ask them what's going on. More than likely, they'll be able to point you in the right direction of where you can get involved. Most of this comes down to grassroots involvement. And if we are going to defeat the left, we're going to have to all get in the fight. So here's my next question. Wyoming is going to experience a big economic impact if all of Joe Biden's plans go through. One problem we're having today is the Wyoming legislature does not want to meet, Mark. The legislator I talked to yesterday said that there's a big group and their plan is to gavel in because the Wyoming state constitution demands it, and then to adjourn until some later date. That's mainly probably led by the Frontier Republicans. So how do we wake our legislators up and make them listen? In Johnson County, each of our state rep, our state senator, Dave Kinski, their constituency is not that big. Our state rep, his constituency is 7,000 people, give or take. So how do we wake those folks up and get them to listen to their constituents?
Let me share with you kind of some statistics really quick. When it comes to people voicing what matters to them, reaching out to their congressman or legislator, whatever that is, the average legislator or person in office only hears about, they only get like 5 to 10 letters on one issue. And that's it. I mean, I'm talking about a one letter. And there's a lot of, these petitions that you can sign online and you gather your email. And those aren't really that effective. And I think to realize, it does have an impact. When you reach out to your legislator or whatever liaison, whatever that is, you have to realize that it does work. Pick up the phone and make that call. They have to know. And I think that going kind of back to your other question, people just think, oh, what is one person going to do? I'm just one person. It doesn't matter. I'm just one person. And that is the wrong frame of mind. And people really need to realize that we all have a part to play in all of this. And so it takes a lot of us to do a little bit. And that little bit adds up to make a huge movement. And so it all adds up. So make that call. Write that letter.
Absolutely. Most people think that when they call their congressperson that it's just some staffer that's answering the phone and they maybe or maybe not deliver the message to the person that's in Congress. Like anybody, when your phone is blowing up, eventually you're going to answer it. That is exactly the case with our elected officials. Where I'd like to go now, Mark, where do we start this? Let's give people a plan of action so that when they're done listening to the show, that they can set out, okay, this is what I'm going to do tomorrow. Where do we start?
Yeah, the first place is to start is mindset. We have to realize that this is something that's been going on for a long time. This is not going to happen through a couple election cycles. So we have to have an attitude of perseverance. We have to keep sticking to our values and just know that we can make a difference. It's worth it. And do not feel alone. And having the right mindset is really the first step. And knowing that we need to come together and build a community. And that's really kind of the last several points that were on my 12 steps the other day was we have to be willing to build a community. That's one, have the right mindset, but two, we need to build communities where we look out for one another because things are going to get tough. And when you are standing up for your truth and morals, we have to be able to provide a safe haven for people. Maybe if they lose their job or go up against an institution or something like that. And so willing to build communities. The third thing is embrace truth, not being afraid to back down. Doesn't mean you're rude. When you are willing to speak the truth, stand for virtue, be courageous enough to hold your ground. And you just have to be a voice for high moral standards. And those we have to embrace the truth. So those are really, it's more of a mindset than a strategy, but you have to realize that I could sit here and come down with this huge strategy. It really comes down to a mindset and a framework of really how to live your day to life. And go when you're out in your job, not backing down from the truth, building communities, and we have to stick together, create structures where we stick together.
We'll get back to our talk with Mark Russell in just a second, but first, some egregious self-promotion. You can listen to the podcast on any of your favorite podcasting apps, Pandora, iTunes, TuneIn, Amazon, pretty much anywhere you'll find a podcast, you'll find Cowboy State Politics there. If you want to reach out to me, you can find me on Facebook, David Iverson, or on Twitter, David Dom Iverson. And when Parler gets back up and running, it's the same thing, at David Iverson. Or you can always shoot me a message from the website. There, you'll find all of the shows, as well as the content page, which lists all of the articles that I bring up during the course of the program. If your name's Joe Biden and you don't know anything, well, you can pull up the article and read it for yourself. But for now, back to the program. I think truth is so important, Mark. One of the reasons why I built a website, well, I kind of wanted one, but one of the reasons why I put a website together is so that when I do a show and I mention an article, I can put the link to the article on the website. So if you have any question about where I'm getting my information or the author, or if you just want to read it for yourself, it's right there. Lots of people have said that, you know, you're entitled to your own opinion. You're not entitled to your own facts. And I think one of the best ways to fight against the left is to confront them with the facts. Most people will give you a long political speech and probably try to avoid the question. But when the left is confronted with facts that they can't deny, they don't have any arguments left. I think you're right that one of the first steps is to stick to truth. I came across an article today, and I want to read you just a small part of it and just get your reaction. This is from Harlan Edwards, and it was published in the Cowboy State Daily. And I'll just read you the last paragraph. Okay. The radicals and devotees of mob rule who handle and will shortly replace Mr. Biden will tolerate neither moderation nor limit. As Socrates would say, along with our founders, evil appears as good in their minds. And they are absolutely certain are the best Americans to ever live, while the rest of us are the worst. In a few days, they'll take control of our country and begin dismantling our Constitution and search for more enemies to subjugate. Our republic had a good run, but maybe this is it. Now, the reason I bring this up, Mark, is that I've had a lot of people ask me if this is the end. And I'd just like to get your response to that.
Well, it's definitely not the end. I think we're going through a period I like to call the Great Awakening. I heard that somewhere, and I think it's absolutely true. I think the information's getting out there to where we kind of realize, okay, this is what's going on. These are the forces that are really destroying us here. Talking about those seven mountains that I brought up earlier, we have to hold our conviction. It's all about our convictions, and holding true to our convictions. It's kind of like going to church every Sunday. You have to be willing to, like I said, stay in the community, embrace the truth, stick together. And because the last thing you want to do is get so emotionalized with all this stuff that you find yourself cheering against your own values. You don't want to do that. You want to make sure that you have a good logical base of what's going on. And be more strategic or have a better conversation. I think what happens is we get so emotionalized in our conversations that it's hard to focus on the facts. We have to know our facts, but not let our emotions stir us up so much. It's like my example the other day, I did a Trump rally with a gentleman up in Sheridan. Won't mention the brewery, but anyway, I mentioned Trump, and the minute I said his name, I didn't even say anything, but the minute I said Trump, he did not stand in front of me. He went clear on the other end of the bar and avoided me the whole time. Those are things that we can't do. Hey, if they don't want to talk about it, that's up to them. But those are just some examples that we just have to be very conscientious of, one, how we're coming across, and not be afraid to have a good conversation.
And my friend that asked me, what do we do now, was his question. And I could sense that he was pretty emotional about things. So I went over to his house and I sat down with him and I just said, it's always darkest before the dawn. And you have to, while things are not looking so hot, in my opinion, we have to focus on the things that we can do to turn it around. Living in a small community, it's pretty easy to get people together. Whether it's at your church or you go down to the Occidental and just sit and talk with a few people. But that's where it starts. So yeah. I do have another question that kind of dovetails with that. Our churches are under attack too. Maybe not so much in Wyoming, but in other parts of the country. And this podcast has reached all the way across the country. So there are listeners all across the United States, and I'm surprisingly developing a following in Germany, believe it or not. But awesome. But the things that we're facing are not just in Wyoming. They're everywhere. And churches is one of those. What do you think people should do in the face of having to make an appointment to go to church? I mean, how do we connect with that community when it's faced with so many huge obstacles?
Well, first of all, I would just keep having church. I mean, I went back down with having a gathering. Keep having church. Know your rights. Don't back down. That just comes down to, you know, embrace the truth. Know your rights. Know your constitution.
Hear, hear, my friend. Amen.
You got to know your rights. If you don't know your rights, you don't have any. And so you have to understand those.
I just thought of this. There's several places on the internet where you can sign up and be sent a pocket constitution. I've got one from Hillsdale College sitting right here. Excellent. So for our listeners, if you don't have a copy of the Constitution, I want to say shame on you, but no, I don't mean that. But you can sign up with Hillsdale College. I know that's one of them, and they'll send you a free copy of the Constitution.
Absolutely. I also want to point out as well, too, David, is that Hillsdale College also has a free online course on the Constitution.
It's incredible. It's called Constitution 101,
yep.
But it's you can find those on YouTube. They're really interesting to watch, but Mark, you're 100% correct that you have to know your rights, and it goes far beyond just knowing that the First Amendment is your freedom of speech and the Second Amendment is your right to own a gun. There's a lot more to it than that. To fight the left, you have to know them. Even though they're trying to destroy the Constitution with every breath, we as patriots have to understand the Constitution and how it works. And you mentioned it earlier too. You also have to understand the Declaration of Independence.
Right, exactly. And understanding the thinking, I mean, knowing the Constitution, knowing the Declaration of Independence is one thing, and knowing the Constitution is one thing, but understanding why did our founders create that? And that's the Federalist Papers. No, I mean, that talks about the why and the thinking going into it. There's a really good book that I want to recommend people get. It's called Ideas That Shape a Nation. And it is an awesome book. It talks about all the thinking that goes into why the founders did what they did. They're very brilliant. Just take some time. Just carve some time out every day. Learn a little bit. Go to Hillsdale. Go take their Constitution class. And it's definitely worth it. It's excellent.
Even though I know the Constitution backwards and forwards, I still forget parts of it, but that's why I keep a copy on my desk. I still enjoyed listening to that Constitution 101 class. While we're on the topic, one thing that people are very worried about is guns. A lot of people firmly believe, I think rightly so, that there's going to be a concerted effort to take their guns away from them. What's your perspective on that whole issue?
Well, the gun issue thing is, one, you're going to have to, people are not going to give up their guns, for one thing. That's something that people really need to study their history too. People are not going to give up their guns. Us patriots, they can say what they want, they can do what they want, but we're not going down without a fight. And I mean, there's really not much a big area to talk about, and actually came up when I was work with a sheriff election down in Texas. But that's just part of our rights. We have to. That goes back to understanding what our Constitution is, our Bill of Rights. Just because the government is overstepping their authority does not mean that they know our rights. We have to know when to call foul when the government oversteps their authority.
You're exactly right. Again, and at the risk of a little self-promotion here, I went through the Second Amendment in painstaking detail in the episode called Gun Control. It's called Gun Control, The Tyranny of Joe Biden. There is a lot of information in there. If you listen to the episode, you'll understand why we have a Second Amendment and what it actually means and what it actually refers to. And to defeat the anti-gun arguments from Joe Biden and company or from liberals in general, you have to understand what those 27 words mean. You are granted by virtue of being a citizen. The other 9 amendments are equally important, and you need to know them all.
I agree. Absolutely. I get it. Our lives are busy. We go to work, we have kids, we have families, but that just, we have to realize that, you know what? We have to do something. And that's part of learning and getting equipped and being knowledgeable. Just like that quote that I mentioned earlier by Ronald Reagan, stay informed.
Not just Ronald Reagan, George Washington's farewell address.
Absolutely.
He made it a point to, the only way a republic can exist is if you have an informed populace, if you have a moral populace, and if you have a virtuous populace. You know, Washington was a very, very religious person. And I think a good place to start, if you don't know what the first step to take would be, where to go, how to get involved, I think one of the first steps you can do is go to your local church. Start there and start talking to people. I think that too often we sit around and we just think, well, like you said, I'm just one person. What can I do?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of elections around the country that have been decided by a very few number of votes. And that's the other thing, I think. You have to go vote. I think after this last election, there's a lot of skepticism surrounding our elections. We're fortunate enough to live in a part of the country where our election system's pretty solid in Wyoming. You can take heart in that.
And it can feel overwhelming. A lot of times start concentrating on just all the things that are going on, it could really overwhelm you. And that's something that's easy to do, especially now, focusing on we are the patriots of our country. We are the majority. Like, I'm going to keep saying that over and over again. And we just have to stick together and reach out.
Another thing I wanted to discuss with you, Mark, is the Capitol Hill riots that happened last Wednesday. You know, a lot of those folks probably considered themselves patriots too. So and no doubt a lot of them were. We have to understand that there's a right way to start making a difference and there's a wrong way. So let's talk about that a little bit. So I guess first let's define for our listeners what a patriot is.
What a patriot is, it's definitely not somebody that's going out and tearing up things, being violent, burning up things, rioting. That is definitely not what patriotism is. And I guess your question is, you know, what is the foundation? What is the foundational, what does it mean to be a patriot? And like, what are the qualities or the principles? And it really comes down to that, you know, what the Declaration of Independence, you know, understanding there is a foundation. And even the left, some of them consider themselves patriot, but where is that foundation? What principles are they going off of by calling themselves a patriot? We have to understand there are our unalienable rights, are the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And then government must be limited to protecting the peace and preserving our liberties. I'm just actually reading it off in front of me here. We have to understand these things. And being a patriot is more than just flying a flag, firing off fireworks on Independence Day. There's a lot that goes on, and it's a daily fight. I mean, we could talk about that for a week on what it means to be a patriot. but that's kind of my short version, I guess.
No, I think that's good. It's important that, like you said, that we understand the Declaration of Independence, because the Declaration of Independence talks about big ideas. It's those things that are universally true, that when in the course of human events, like Larry Arnn said in the Constitution 101 class, when in the course of human events means anytime. Mm-hmm. When the Declaration says we hold these truths to be self-evident, that means they're true all of the time, for everybody, mm-hmm. everywhere. Knowing those universal principles is, in my opinion, the number one starting place. And I think that the next step to start worrying about our families and our communities. And you're right that there's going to be a lot of people hurting, especially because Wyoming's economy is run off of natural resources, and that's number one on the chopping block for Sleepy Joe. We have to be cognizant that there's going to be people that need help, and we need to be willing as people to help them out, even if it's something as small as making a casserole and taking it across the street. We have to start doing those mm-hmm. things. I think as far as our communities go, we're blessed to live in Buffalo. Well, you actually live in Story, don't you?
It's another small town. You know, we look out for you. We know what's going on. Something's up, we notice. And we're not afraid to say, hey, are you okay? Go across the street and check in on somebody. And that's the nice thing about a small town. And yeah, I've been all over the country. I feel so blessed to be where I am right now and in this area and being around people from Buffalo, Story, and even Sheridan.
When we were talking earlier, you kind of told me a story of when you decided to move back home. Why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners about that?
Yeah, I guess the thing for me is, you know, I was in Colorado for a while. I tried Texas for a couple of years, and then the word got out about Rise Nation USA, and ended up helping out with an election down there. And I just, you know, and one thing led to another. The funny thing is, I wanted to start my own podcast. The first thought that came to my mind is I don't have the equipment, so I'm going to call the local radio and see if I can use their equipment. Well, the guy that I called thought I was calling to actually have a show. And when he called me back, he goes, have you ever thought about having a show? I'm like, not really, but sure. So that's how I got started with that. So anyway, I decided to, you know, with everything going on with COVID, piano students and stuff like that. I'm a musician as well. When everything got shut down, I said, okay, where's the best place to be right now? I said, where all the places I've been, I said, it's time to go home. I'm going home now. Guys, this time with all the stuff going on, I just feel, you know what? This has always been home to me. It's time to go home. And I want to come back and do what I love to do. And here I am. So it's been great being back, and it was definitely, I'm very thankful and glad I made that decision.
Your story is very, very similar to mine. Mine has to do with being diagnosed with diabetes and just needing to be home. But that's the best decision I ever made, was to sell the Harley and take the money and move home. Because we truly do live in an amazing community. Well, several community. Any community in Wyoming is a good place to live. Maybe not Cheyenne. You know, we in Johnson County haven't trusted those guys since 1892. One thing I've been thinking about all day long, I mean, I'm big into history, is about 1892. And that was the Johnson County Cattle War. The people that lived in Johnson County, Buffalo and Casey, they faced what I'm sure felt like insurmountable odds from Kendrick and the Stock Growers Association. Yet for Buffalo to exist, everybody had to pull together. And that's what happened. People pulled together and defended their community. We have what we have right now because that happened. And I don't think that our situation now is too much different. Now, granted, there aren't gunfighters from Texas coming for us yet. Well, probably never. But there are things that are coming our way that are very challenging, and at times it seems like it's insurmountable. But I think that it starts with building your community, helping out your neighbors, working on your family, like you said, sitting around the dinner table and having discussions and being a family. You know, right now, one of the advantages, if there is any, of this pandemic is that we're kind of forced to be a family. And you know, that's sort of a blessing in disguise, if you ask me. But I think the next step after all of that is to stay in contact with our elected officials. Write letters, call them. I think that's so important. So, Mark, have we left anything out on your 12 points?
Well, maybe that's something for a later date. And I gotta give you a disclaimer. I've been up all night. It's been a long day, and so I feel very fortunate and to go through all these. But man, I tell you, the way I'd love to go through the 12 points, it would probably be another 2 hours. But I do plan on sharing that eventually.
Well, before you do that, you're more than welcome to come on Cowboy State Politics and discuss it. I've really enjoyed our discussion tonight, Mark. I hope everything turned out okay today. So where can people get a hold of you if they want to?
The best way to get a hold of me now is I have a website called risenationusa.com. Under construction, there's not a whole lot there right now, but I will be having content posted there that I feel will be post that's beneficial for people to see under media and under resources. You'll kind of understand kind of what I do a little bit at Rise Nation USA as far as helping candidates run for office. And you can go to the contact page there, reach out to me. I don't have all the answers, but I am very passionate. I love our country like you do, David. And I just appreciate you having me here on your podcast. It's been a privilege and an honor.
Thank you once again. And like Mark said, check out his website. If you have any more questions about where we get started or what to do, you can always shoot me a message, or I'm sure you can shoot Mark a message. So Mark, thanks a lot.
Thank you, David.
See, I told you were going to like this interview, didn't I? Just a couple closing thoughts before we finish up for tonight. The steps that Mark talked about through the course of the program are easy, and all of us can do them. And frankly, we should have been doing them for a long time. But they're as simple as this. First, get your head out of the sand. Realize that you're not alone. There are many, many people out there that feel just the way that you do. They think that there's so much going on that none of us can ever get our heads wrapped around it. So the first thing to do is stop and realize that you're not alone. Second, get informed. Learn. Know your Constitution. Know your rights. Know why the Constitution was written the way that it is. Listen to this program and listen to others. Read. There's lots of resources out there that you can get your hands on pretty easily. Most of them are probably at the county library. Third, let's work on our community. Get together with people who are like-minded and have a discussion. Walk across the street. More than likely, your neighbors are feeling the exact same way that you do. Just get a group together. Maybe get a room at the library and have a discussion. Invite people that are like-minded. Have a discussion and get a plan together. And finally, we have got to stay involved. You've got to keep in touch with your legislators and your city officials, one, to know what's going on, and two, to tell them what you want to happen. You know, our Constitution is under attack, and if the folks that have been elected don't understand that, we need to explain it to them. We've got to stay on their tails so that they're looking out for our best interests. The problems we're facing are big, and they're fueled by powerful forces, both on the left and the right. But we've got things that they don't. We're the majority, and we've got the Constitution. If we stick together and do the things that Mark suggested, in the end, we win. From the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics. Good night, everybody.